This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99TheGame.com. Nine floors up and getting soaking wet in Midtown Atlanta. It's Sam Critchell with you on the night show and riding side with me tonight. Hey, at least for a couple hours here, we got Fred Khalil, CBS 46. Always great to have you, Freddie.
Sammy, it's always good to be with you, man. I'll tell you what, it was good to see Mike Bell, everybody in here too, man.
How about that?
The nuts, man. The nut is back in the house.
He is, man. He's crazy. No. He's having a great time.
What a day, though. I mean, the day started slow in sports.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, about 3 o'clock, it was bam, 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 bam.
All of a sudden, it just took off.
Had the USA women's soccer team. Of course, that was obviously planned, and that was all there. And they did a great job winning that game 2-1.
Just the way that one turned out, because yeah. You know, everybody was kind of after them about the way when they won a couple of weeks ago and all of the celebrating off the kind of one side victory,
right.
And they kind of beating the JV team. But this was one that really tested them. They really got tested today, and it was great to see them come through with the win.
Megan Rapinoe hitting both of them there, and that was both of them on penalty kicks too, or not penalty kicks, but penalty kicks.
Yeah.
So that
so
was
on to the next round. They got France next.
In Paris.
No pressure.
Yeah, big time. That's going to be neat. We'll see what happens there. But, yeah, and then today, then Bazemore gets traded, right, for Evan Turner.
Yep.
Pretty much a kind of a swap. You get a salary for salary kind of thing. Well, Baze makes a lot more money than Turner.
Yeah. But, I mean, you figured they were going to move him at some point, either, you know, before this season or next season, one or the other. Stravis Link, as they're working and just working for this team. It's been so much excitement about the Atlanta Hawks this past week. There's been a lot of buzz in this city about this team, Fred, and it's exciting to see. I mean, yeah, you know, and the question is, you know, do we want to make the playoffs now or do we want more ping pong balls? Now, I'm of a mindset, I don't mind getting another round of ping pong. I mean, that's just me. I mean, a lot of people say, well, if you can make just an 8 seed, I don't know if I want to be an 8 seed. A lot of it depends on who comes back in the East and who's there, especially when you talk about Toronto.
Right.
If Kawhi comes back,
right.
You know, that's who you're going to get in the first. If you're the 8 seed, you're going to get or you're going to get Greek Freak in Milwaukee.
Right.
That's not going to be fun.
But we saw what happened with Milwaukee. I mean, you know, they were out early. They won 60 and were out early.
Well, that's the thing. But, I mean, I don't know. But with this team, we're still building. And that's the thing. I don't know. I mean, you want the team to go.
That's a long time to go without having postseason. I mean, it's a long time.
I know. I've seen it go longer in this town, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I have, too. I'm just saying, though.
Longer. And either way, we're not going
to. I was here for the 13 and, what's 82 minus 13? 62?
Yeah.
No, 59, 69.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
13 and 69. Who was that? Was that Lon Kruger Mellencamp? Who was that?
Lon Kruger Mellencamp.
Remember that?
Those teams were so young and everything, and it seemed like it took them forever just to get back to the postseason, just like Philadelphia.
Right.
Look at how long Philadelphia was just back. This has not been this will not be a long turnaround for this team.
Yeah, so much for trust in the process, huh?
Yeah, in
Philly.
They still may be able to tinker with it, but I just think they built some things wrong. They got a big old point guard up there who can do some great things with the ball as far as passing and whatnot, but he can't hit a jump shot, you know? So, I mean, that's what you got up in Philadelphia. We got our buddy Gil Tyree. He rails about that stuff. But as far as what we have here, we know we got a point guard. And a lot of people say, do you have that closer? Do you have that guy that's going to take that big shot at the end of the game? And I think we may already have that guy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think you need to trade and bring that guy in from some other place. And I think in Trae Young,
I think he's matured quickly. I really do. I think he's matured quickly, you know, and he's not afraid to take the big shot.
Not at all. Not at all. So, I mean, I think that's the big plus that you get, and you're going to watch him grow up and mature right in front of your eyes.
And I think that, you know, they're doing a good job building around him. You know, they've done a good job of that. And now they added to it, and you know, you want the ping pong balls. I don't want green bananas, Sammy. I tell you that every time. I don't want any green bananas. Let's go for it. Come on.
You want to go for the playoffs.
Well, you try to win every game, man, don't you? I mean, where's Herm Edwards?
You play.
To win the game.
I know that. You know what? I had some of this yesterday, and Fred McCreary was in the studio with me yesterday morning. We were doing a little bit of the Freddie Mac show from his days with the
Falcons. Oh, yeah, the Freddie Mac show. You bring a truck with him?
No, he didn't bring his truck with him. But we just got going around, and he was just, oh, no, you want to win now. You want to win now. I said, we don't win, but I want to win long term. I guess I'm a little picky. I want them to win. I want to go in. I want some home games. I want us to be in contention for a fourth seed. And we're in the East. You can do that. Who else is above you that's going to be so strong?
So you think one more year? You say one more year, tank it. One more year,
not and tank then, it. Well, no, I didn't say
that's
tank
basically
it.
What you're saying.
I'm not saying
you don't.
Tank
well, you don't.
It.
You're not using that word, Sammy. But come on.
I'm not saying tank it, Freddie.
I mean, don't put the best team on the floor.
Well, they, you know what? The way they played this past season, they played to the best of their ability for the talent that was there. And we knew that team with that roster could only get you so far. But they gave us great effort. They made it fun to go to State Farm and see them play. And on certain nights, they stole one from some teams that they maybe weren't supposed to beat. To me, that was fun. And we do that again for this season. I think that's great. We're going to add some defense because, remember, Lloyd Pierce is a defensive stickler. He's a great defensive coach, and he hadn't had his pieces in place to really install his defense. So now the one guy they get is coming from University of Virginia, DeAndre Hunter, is a guy that can be a possible defensive specialist that can do that, along with doing some things to help you offensively. I just think this team is taking shape, and I like the way it's taking shape. And I think, you know, Bruno may be the biggest surprise of all. Bruno Fernando, the big guy out of Virginia, you know, he's like 6'10", and you know I'm reading everything with this guy may be actually a sleeper, a guy we pick up in the second round. No one's saying a lot about him. He's flying below the radar. He's a big 6'10" body. Let's see what he gives us too, especially by midseason. Let's see how he does starting out, and then by midseason, he may be one of those games we see going forth between downtown and College Park. You may see him going play.
I got you. And then, you know, that's the great thing about having that team there.
How about
really
that?
Is, you know, it's like having Gwinnett.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
For the Braves, you go down, get guys ready, get them ready to go and bring them back.
And the community gets familiar with them.
Correct.
Community gets familiar with them and whatnot.
That's
and
the best thing that I think that's the best thing to happen. Really.
That's another part of this whole program now in Atlanta for the NBA in this town, which makes it so attractive and so appealing. We think to some free agents.
Well, it's such a huge NBA town. It's such a huge NBA town.
How about that?
If it could be a Hawks town, that would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. And that's what we talk about. That kind of brings us full circle. We talk about Kent baseball and the 60-win season.
Right.
Because that's when we saw things we hadn't seen. We saw standing room only crowds.
Right. It was great.
Hawks games, and there were actually Atlanta fans, you know, there to see the Atlanta team, not coming
right.
to see other
people. Yeah, right, exactly.
You know?
Not coming to see the Lakers or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you know, so to me, that's
that was big. Yeah, I remember that year, yeah.
It was a great
but
year.
Then they had to go through Cleveland.
That was it. That was it. Well, everybody did.
Yeah.
That was Toronto's problem, too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And for a while, you wanted to say, okay, Toronto, Cleveland was the thing, Cleveland and LeBron's the thing that was holding you back. Now he's gone, and it looked like they beat Philadelphia, but down 0-2 against Milwaukee. We was like, okay, well, this is, you know, they're not going to make it again. And then they flip a switch. Nick Nurse flips a switch, changed that defense around. They shut down the Greek Freak, and they bring that defense on to the finals against Golden State. That's with them in the top of next hour, Fred. We're going to talk about, you know, tonight the NBA does its awards. They do their honors, you know, the player of the year, your coach of the year. And nobody from Toronto is going to get either one of those awards. And I want to, you know, because they do it as far as
at the end of the regular season, right?
Should we not factor in, since the postseason is so long, should we not factor in at least one or two rounds of the playoffs?
Well, you know, but do you cheat the guy who is really good but stuck on a bad team because he got drafted by a bad team?
Most of those guys don't make the playoffs anyway.
Well, I'm saying that. So,
yeah,
so he's going to penalize him because you're going to keep watching. Oh, yeah, I like this. I like this guy. But then the guy that played 82 and did a great job, then he's off your radar.
I don't think he'd be off the radar. I think he would make the postseason. I think everybody who was in your three finalists, I think all three of those guys made the postseason. They maybe didn't go as far. You had some guys like Paul George. Okay, well, they go out first round.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he made it to the postseason. I just think if you had to go to at least a couple of rounds of the postseason, then Toronto gets to show you a little more. You know, Nick Nurse gets to show you a little bit more of what he does. If you go two rounds, you have that four-bounce shot that falls in for Kawhi Leonard and beats Philadelphia.
Right.
So it's just, you know, just little something. Do we want to tweak it or change it? Because I think, you know, people will say, okay, this guy got the award, but we know who we think is the better player in the league. We know this guy, you know, Coach Bud would probably get the Coach of the Year.
Right.
Coach Bud got out coached by Nick Nurse.
Yeah,
you know, so, I mean, that's we'll see. We'll see. That comes on later on tonight. One of the events happening tonight. You got NBA Awards tonight. Braves are playing tonight as well. And the College Baseball World Series Game 1, which I am looking forward to this series. I think it's going to be fun. You're a Big Ten guy. You got a Big Ten team playing the College World Series, which is rare.
It is rare. Well, I mean, it's been 50 years. I mean, well, you know, Indiana was in the College World Series just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't see them.
And they're Schwarber.
They're about the only ones. Indiana's about the only ones that usually
They've really built that program up. You know, they had Tracy Smith there for a while, and then he went to Arizona State. And, you know, they've done a good job there. They really have. IU's done a really good job of getting their baseball program together.
How do they do that, though? Because when the season starts, it's still wintertime around there. So what do they do?
Well, it's Southern Indiana, though, and I'm not trying to be smart, Alec. It is okay. Southern Indiana. The weather's not that bad down there. It's like, you know, Louisville. It's right in there. It's, you know, it's like you're an hour and a half away from Louisville. It's not terrible.
Okay. Okay.
In April and May. I mean, could you get a cold snap? Sure, you could.
But it's not like if you're up north.
Oh, there. Not if you're from my hometown. No, you can't play. You can't play. No, that's why everybody goes. And you know what a lot of the Big Ten teams do, Sammy? You see them all come down here. You know, like they'll play Georgia Tech. Like Tracy Smith and Danny Hall were buddies, you know. So he would come down here and play a series against Tech. Then he'd go play Georgia Southern. Rodney Hannon, you know, does a good job down there. So he would bring all the guys. And so you'll see the Northern teams make their swing.
It's kind of like spring break kind of?
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah, okay. That's when they do it. And it's kind of their Southern swing to play some games against teams down here.
Okay. All right. Well, this Michigan team has been a treat to watch them play and the enthusiasm. And, you know, no Pac-12 team made it at all to the College World Series.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Usually,
I mean, Arizona State?
No, Stanford, no Southern USC. Cal. Or the West Coast teams like Cal State Fullerton or Fresno.
Right.
None of those teams this time. Four teams from the SEC. They play some. People talk about the SEC in football. They play some pretty good baseball in this conference.
They play real good baseball.
You know,
I mean Vanderbilt. Really, I mean, what they've done there is unbelievable. They've done a great job there.
Yep. And they're in the first inning. We're going to keep an eye on this game for you. Braves starting about an hour. We're going to keep an eye on them as well as we continue. Sam Crenshaw, Fred Khalil, here in the Kia Studios on a Monday night, raining outside. Hope you guys got your rowboat out. Headed for home on 285. Back after this is Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Nine floors up in the Kia Studios, and wherever you are around the area, you are probably getting wet. Maybe some heavy wind as well. But we first, Fred, when you arrived here, you got through the door.
Man, it was soaking wet. I just got inside the building. And had to figure out how to get back around because I went in the wrong door. But, I mean, luckily I was inside. And I was able to maneuver my way in because it was coming down in sheets.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and we apologize still here at Colony Square because this is work under, you know, is in progress, this whole place.
Yeah.
I kind of call it the human habit trail. you know how to just turn the hamsters loose and have to figure out where they go.
That's it, man.
That's what's happening to us in this building. We have to figure out from day to day which way we can go and get where we need to go in this place.
Well, I went the wrong way. I know that.
Well, you found us and you're here. So that's the cool thing. And out of the rain, man. So we're here. I mean, we talked a little bit about the draft in the last segment, and we want to talk a little bit about the Braves in this segment. And is there any way after what we saw happen to them in Philadelphia that first weekend, that you would think that by now the Braves would have a 6.5-game lead in the East after the way, not just the fact that Philadelphia beat them, but the way they beat the Braves that first weekend.
They did. I mean, they beat the brakes off them. I mean, they really did. And I didn't think it was going to be this kind of a season at that point. But, you know, you got to give Brian Snitker a lot of credit. He gets those guys and puts them in position to excel. And that's what he's done. I mean, look at Josh Donaldson and the job that he's done. I mean, he's quietly hitting the ball out of the park.
Yeah.
You know, Acuna, a lot of home runs. He's right there with Donaldson.
Yeah.
I mean, they are bashing the ball.
And we look at a guy at Brian McCann and what he's doing offensively. And you brought him really here thinking different things. You're thinking, okay, he's going to be this veteran. He's coming from a championship experience in Houston.
Right.
He's going to be a great teacher for the young pitchers.
And he has been.
He's going to be a great clubhouse presence because of what he's accomplished. And you figure defensively he's going to be really great to work and call the guys on the mound and calm them down and that type thing. But what he's giving you at the plate now.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He's a bonus.
That's a big bonus. He's jacking them out, man, the other night. I mean, he hit one a long way.
Yeah.
The other night, was that one to right center field?
Yep.
The one that was over the 400 sign, I think, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, that was a shot.
And so it's great to see him. And he's genuinely excited, obviously, to be doing this back here at home. You know, and when we both remember when he
oh
you know,
sure when he came started. Up 2005 baby yeah. The baby Braves
when he came up, you know, and those guys were having so much fun on the way to the ballpark every day, and now you know he's returned to the team at this juncture of life and career, and look at what he has an opportunity to possibly do with this team. You know, that's the thing. We've seen the things offensively that are happening. Dansby Swanson is doing great things. Johan Camargo.
You know, Dansby Swanson really is the guy that's kind of, I think, picked it up big time in Camargo.
What
off
about
the bench.
Him?
He's
that's
done a great thing. Job, yeah.
Then that's the thing when you think about it. Snicker's been great about getting guys chances, be it Joyce, be it, you know, like whoever is doing some good things, Culberson. But now Camargo is showing you, hey, man, give me some at-bats. Give me some at-bats.
Right.
I'm going to do something good for you.
I'll play the outfield.
How about that?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, looking at what he did, because he was the quote-unquote third baseman of the future, and he still may be.
Yeah.
But you get Josh Donaldson in here, and he starts hitting the way he's hitting, then Camargo goes to the outfield or goes to the bench and does and is ready. You know, he's always ready, working hard.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. And Snitker, you know, is finding ways to reward him and get some confidence going with him, because that's the thing. As the season goes along, it's a long season, and you want to be able to give guys those opportunities. And he just showed you over the past weekend, I'm going to be ready to bring his
pitch. He's a left-handed bat.
Yep. You always value that.
Left-handed bat off the bench, baby.
Always
that's
value
big.
That. Always value that. Talk about the pitching, though. And that's the thing. I mean, Mike Fulton Evich, we kind of were waiting to see if he was going to try to regain that form from last year. And to me, just kept going and going farther and farther in the opposite direction. And this last outing seemed to be something they made the decision that he's going to go back down to
Gwinnett, yeah. So, and that's okay. I mean, you know, get some innings in, see if he can get it back and get it going. Otherwise, you know, also, though, I mean, the young guys are – I mean, look what Soroka's done. He's done a great job, you know.
You can see with
a
good turn.
And he got hit, you know, with hit. That – he's a hockey player. He said, you know, I've been hit with a puck before, you know.
And we hope he'll be okay. I mean,
yeah.
Because we had Sean Newcomb going out, and he got a chance to get a start. And he
right.
took a tough hit. It looked like he's going to be all right and be back with the team very soon. Talk about this competition. We bring in, you know, Dallas Keuchel come in. And right. You know what this guy can do. I mean, in the first outing, he had a 3-run lead before, and things didn't go the way we hoped it would go. We figure this guy gets his game on. He's going to be pitching and throwing ground balls. All we have to do is make sure make the plays behind him. The thing of it is, what does this do at this stage of the season to have competition for your starting rotation? That's usually something you try to settle in spring training. And here we are here almost in midseason.
Well, they've had to do it because of, because Folty has struggled a little bit, because – other guys are coming in like Keuchel, and you know, you got to, you know, in competition all the time. There's nothing wrong with competition during the season, I don't think. I mean, it makes these guys better. We've seen that in every sport.
Yep. It has for the guy that's starting tonight, Julio Teheran.
Oh, man.
Just reeled off a bunch of great starts. He's kind of saying through his actions, like, okay, Keuchel, come on. You ain't getting my spot.
Right, yeah. Remember me a couple years ago? I was the ace.
Yeah.
I'm back to being that way. I'm going to be the ace now.
How about that?
Yeah, and I'm happy for him. Really, I am.
And that's the thing. Well, that's the kind of thing that competition brings out.
Right.
And you hope that it brings out the positive thing and not the negative.
Right. You want to see who rises up.
Yeah, who wants to compete. Max Fried has had some, you know, little bumpy starts, and he seemed like he was like just couldn't do anything wrong.
Right.
The first couple of months of the season. And now he's had a few bumpy things he's had to work out of. Gosman.
The guy can hit, though.
Yeah, he can. How
Max
about that?
Fried, man. He's an athlete. He's an athlete.
Gosman, you know, has gone down too, and you know, got some time, some plantar fasciitis. We'll see what happens when he returns. He was having some struggles on the mound, you know, as well. So you feel like you do have guys that can make that five-man rotation. You don't know who exactly is going to be and who it will end up being after the All-Star break. It may take that long to have some people solidify roles. But you feel like you have guys that can give you that 5 to 6 innings every night The other part is bullpen, but that's what everybody seems to have. That seems to be
throughout
the league. Everybody's got.
That's going to be a race at the end of July to see who gets what, because it's, you know, there's not a lot out there.
Yeah.
Not a lot out there. Not a lot of successful out there. That's for sure.
That's the thing. And to me, that's still going to be the question with this team, the middle relief, and try to get to the back end and set things up. Who will be your possible sixth inning, your seventh inning, eighth inning pitcher? But you know what? We just saw Washington just have a meltdown the other night.
Yeah, that was awful, wasn't it?
They
fell apart in the late innings. Yeah. Just bam, what happened?
So that's the thing. I mean, there are other people who are having problems, we're having issues with the bullpen and getting things to close the game. We're going to go up and see the Braves go up against a team tonight that's got some strong pitching and may see a familiar face, an old friend.
Craig Kimbrell.
Yeah, how about that? And the Cubs.
Although he spent some time in the minors too. I mean, getting ready for the season because he started late. So we'll see, you know, if he's ready.
Yep, that will be interesting to see as the Braves take on the Cubs tonight. Always special. Wrigley Field, always, I can say I've been there. You've been there a few times.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. That was the park we went to when I was growing up. You know, you get a ticket to go to either Wrigley Field or Comiskey Park. Those were the two closest ones. You know, and if you took your the day game, you'd have to miss school. But if you took your ticket stub to Sister the next day and go, yes, Sister Florine, I was at the Cubs game yesterday. Well, show me your ticket, Freddie. Here you go. Oh, okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was your excuse. Your absence.
You could do that at school.
Yeah, it was your doctor's note. Yeah. It was at the Cubs game.
What?
Because you got to go. It was like opening day. It was a big deal.
Man, I would get in trouble if I smuggled my transistor radio to try to listen to the World Series. Remember, right, World Series.
But you have to understand, though. You have to understand the nuns are big sports fans.
Yeah.
They love sports. They love baseball. I mean, I remember being 10 years old. So fourth grade, Sister Terrence, was it? Yeah, Sister Terrence had the had that 69 World Series on with the Mets and Orioles.
Really?
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah. And you better root for the Mets, too. Or
oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got a lot of rules.
Oh, yeah, a lot of rules.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. Man, you go to a game during the day and you bring back, you show your ticket and you're okay.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't have gotten that deal when I was going to school. Braves and Cubs tonight opening up the series. Lester starts for the Cubs, and Tehran will get the start for Atlanta. That's going to be going at the top of the hour. Two division leaders. Could this be a kind of like a preview of what we may see in October?
In the playoffs, could be. Yeah, first round, maybe a wild card playoff.
Yeah, how about that? You know, pitching a factor, though, and this Cubs team definitely has strong pitching. And, of course, the team on the top in the National League, the Dodgers, are just ridiculous with the starting pitching they have.
Yeah, they've got a lot. They've loaded up. They've done a great job, really.
They have. And they've been there a couple of times knocking on the door. They're trying to get back. To see if they can get back and actually win one, because they've been the team in the league that's most experienced in the postseason and gotten to the World Series, but haven't been able to get across and get it all done. So we'll see. They showed that to the Braves when they went to L.A. earlier, so we're looking forward to when they come back here.
Right.
Be a kind of another yardstick series for this baseball team to see how they respond and see what they can do against this Dodgers team that has just frustrated them whenever they faced them. But that'll be great to see. I'm looking forward to seeing when those guys come to town. Should be a lot of fun. But right now, we're headed for the All-Star break, and I think up to 7 Braves players right now are in the finals in All-Star voting. That's impressive, Fred.
Well, you got to believe that Freddie Freeman's going to be in there, right?
Yeah.
Freddie's in there. He's top vote-getter. But, you know, you see all the other guys that are doing it. I mean, Ozzie's up there. Well, Acuña's way up there, too, obviously.
Yep, and I think he's third in the outfield.
Right. So, you know? I mean, expect him to be there.
Wow, you got a lot of guys that are in second place. I think Swanson second. I think McCann is like second at catcher.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see. We could have a lot of Braves. And then we haven't talked about the pitchers. Soroka will make it for sure.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Yeah. So we'll see what happens as we look up here at the order for tonight's game. Austin Riley is still ripping the cover off the ball.
He is. I mean, that's been a great story, him coming up like that.
And talk about coming up, Cam Reddish met the media today at the Hawks headquarters. He's going to join. We're going to hear some from him in our radio replay. We continue on a Monday night,
How tall
Monday
is Cam
night.
Reddish? 6'9".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll hear from him next. So Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Sam Crenshaw, Fred Khalil, CBS 46.
Yeah, man.
In the house, we're looking at the College World Series. Michigan's up, and the new head basketball coach is there.
Juwan Howard, maybe do a little recruiting. Maybe. Who knows? There might be a summer tournament somewhere.
Maybe he probably is, you know, if he's out of that area doing that. Of course, Cam Reddish met the media today here in Atlanta. The new draft picks for the Atlanta Hawks. Excited to come here out of Duke. And he was on the midday show today. Andy Bunker and Randy McMichael. And he talked about why he chose number 22.
And just I wanted to be, you know, half of him. So 22 was obviously half of 44, and that's how it all started.
That's great.
Cam.
That's a great reason.
Has to be one of the greatest nights of your life being drafted on Thursday night. But, I mean, it's only been 4 days. How has your life changed in these 4 days? Because this is a big deal, getting drafted in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy. It's truly a blessing. The city of Atlanta showed a ton of love, and I hope to reciprocate that love in the near future. And I'm just extremely happy and excited to be here.
So. What is that? How are you going to reciprocate the love? What does that mean?
Yeah, I want to give Atlanta my all. I mean, to give me the opportunity to, you know, be the best Cam I can be. So I just want to come in here, you know, work extremely, extremely hard, and just give everything I got.
Now, you know a couple of guys that are here already. You said you were talking to the presser. You played it. Team USA with Kevin Herter. You're a Philly guy, so you know Amari Spellman. But this Trae Young thing, and right now we're looking at him as possibly the face of this franchise, the guy who's going to lead it. How does your relationship need to be with him?
How's it need to be?
Yes.
I mean, we need to be super close. I mean, he can do a variety of different things on the court, and I'm looking forward to learning from him, learning, you know, his tendencies and stuff like that, and building our chemistry as a team. Not only just Trae, and I feel like, you know, that's the first thing we need to do, and you know, from there it's just up.
Cam Reddish joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I know Trae FaceTimed you right after you got selected.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you as a guy who's now coming onto a team where Trae already is? And look, Trae's done a really good job in a year of building up a rapport with the, like you said, developing that chemistry with the fan base. What does that mean to you for him to reach out to you immediately like that?
Yeah, I mean, it felt great. I mean, it was within minutes he called me, so just knowing he was watching made me feel good. Obviously, he's a phenomenal player. Hopefully, he gets, you know, Rookie of the Year tonight, and but I mean, it made me feel great, so I'm looking forward to getting started with him.
This will be my only question to you about Duke and everything, and it's because the fact that what was your role? Because a lot of people, everybody knew about the other two guys. We know what was going on with them, 1 and 3 drafted respectfully, but your skill set was probably the closest, was probably better than both of those as far as what you can do as a total player. How was your role with Duke last year? Because for me, I thought, I was like, this guy can ball, but for some reason, it seems like he's not sure where he needs to fit in with his team.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough for me to really adjust. You know, I was used to being on the ball a lot, but that's why I think Duke prepared me for this level. I mean, I learned how to play off the ball, and obviously early in the season, I had a few injuries, so it was just tough, you know, adjusting in the very beginning, I think it's preparation for what's to come.
I'm sure you've heard a lot of the positive things people have said about your game. I'm sure you've heard some of the negative things people have said coming into the draft as well. And for whatever reason, the thing that kept coming up was motor, was ability to motivate or something like that. Just hearing you up there earlier, talking to you now, you keep talking about hard work. Where do you think that perception comes from? Why would folks have an idea that your motor wouldn't be what it should be?
I think I have a calm demeanor.
Yeah.
People can take that, you know, the wrong way. Take it as I'm being passive. And I don't think that's necessarily, you know, true or accurate in any way. I think I just have a calm demeanor. And but, you know, I'm ready to give it my all. So
we were saying that in your press car. We're like, well, look at, he's cool, man. He's just not, he's not real, you know, he's not a guy that's gonna be out there.
Look at
in your
the jacket.
Face. Look at that, I mean, he's smooth.
Gotta be cool.
He's smooth up here with the, that is from the JCPenney collection, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're fresh. I mean, JCPenney didn't have stuff like that when I was growing up.
Me
I mean,
either.
That is sharp right there.
Yeah.
And going back to the injury, because you are a little banged up right now, trying to recover from that. I don't think you're gonna be able to play in summer league and all that. So right now, your whole mindset is just getting healthy and getting on the court.
Oh yeah, for sure. Right now I feel great. Like, I really think I could play. Obviously I can't. But I mean, I feel great. I have no pain right now. And, yesterday I worked with, you know, the training staff to, you know, just a little PT. So I'm just trying to get back, you know, as soon as possible. No rush. But, you know, I'm definitely feeling good right now.
What is it that's ailing you, that's not going to allow you to play in summer league? What's the issue?
Yeah, I had a partially torn groin, and I had to just get it repaired.
Right. Well, yeah, we need your home.
Oh, yeah, we got
Yeah, we need your home. So I'm going to leave
of all
there.
The things you want to tear,
yeah.
A groin doesn't sound like the one you want to be messing with.
That is. So far, since you've been here for a couple of days now, how's your interaction been with Coach Pierce so far?
Oh, yeah, he's a real cool dude, real laid back. I feel like we kind of have similar personalities in a way, and but I feel like he'll help me grow, and that's what I want to, you know, that's the ultimate goal, is just to get better and progress every single day, and I feel like he'll be the one, you know, to push me every single day.
Has he kind of defined what he needs from you?
Here and there. I feel like that's kind of a thing we need to kind of figure out, you know, once we get on the court and once we connect, you know, with the rest of the team, and I feel like, you know, we'll just figure that out, you know, in the future, in the near future.
Cam Reddish joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cam, we were talking about this on Friday. We were doing a show talking about you as the selection, and Randy said to me, well, you know he's tough because he's from Philly.
Yes.
Is that true? Like, I didn't realize Philly automatically meant you're tough. Is that true?
I'm actually from Norristown, Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Which is not too far from Philly, but I did play in Philly a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of guys in Philly are gritty and, you know, aggressive and obviously tough. So I definitely get that from that, you know, that area. But for sure, yeah.
I just wanted clarification, right? He also said he's not from Philly.
Well, technically, he's from Philly, okay?
What is it, Norristown?
Norristown.
That's tougher. That's tougher.
Norristown's tougher than Philly?
I don't know.
There we go. See, there, and again, we enjoy. We're happy. We're very excited you're here. And when you're sitting there, and you know the picks are going and everything, because we didn't know what the Hawks were going to. We know that a lot of mock drafts. I know. I'm pretty sure you saw them had you coming to Atlanta. When 8 came up, did you think you were going there?
I really didn't know. I was praying I came to Atlanta low key. But. I really had no idea. My agent gave me an idea that you guys would take me at 10, but I wasn't sure I'd be there that long. Obviously, it worked out perfectly for me, but to be honest with you, I had no idea what was going to happen.
Well, I'm glad your prayers were answered.
Yes.
Oh, me too.
You were a guy we've been talking about for a good long time. Why? Why Atlanta was the city that you were praying for?
I mean, I've been here quite a few times. I used to have family here. I'm sure I still do. I'm not necessarily sure if they moved or not, but I mean, the city of Atlanta, to me, is perfect. Like, it's beautiful. I'm outside of the basketball world. And then obviously the fan base is like no other. I mean, they show so much love to me, and I mean billboards and seeing myself on buildings and stuff like that. I mean, it's truly a dream come true, and I mean, I appreciate all the love.
It's got to be so cool to get come out, and as soon as you get to the city, it's a billboard sitting there with you on it.
Oh, you don't even know.
I don't know.
I've
never been on a billboard.
Yeah, it felt great. Dream come true, really.
Can you explain this to us? We had this conversation leading into the draft on Thursday. We were taking bets on who was and wasn't going to wear socks. There was a lot of guys up there with no. You're sitting here with us right now with no socks on.
No socks.
What's that about? Is that what's hot right now?
Tell us the word that you said.
All right. Yeah, I said it's swaggy.
It's swaggy.
Yeah.
We need to get on that side of the swaggy.
I got sweaty feet. It wouldn't be good.
Yeah, definitely swaggy, smooth. But you know, my pants were kind of they're higher. So I'm not gonna wear socks like that. Look right.
You got to show the ankles off.
Yeah.
It's all about
the style.
So okay, when are you going to officially? You know, everybody's coming down. I'm here in Atlanta. You got to go back to school, get some stuff. What you got coming up?
Right now, I'm here. I'm here till summer league. I'll be here throughout the entire time, just rehabbing and trying to get better, get more healthy. And I mean, that's that. So
okay.
What else do we need to know about Cam Reddish as he joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy? What about nicknames? There's a lot of nicknames on this team. Do you have one?
I mean, my full name's obviously Cameron, but my nickname is Cam. I go by Cam. A lot of people call me Cam Fam, of course.
Cam Fam.
Okay.
So I don't
Cam
mind
Fam.
That.
All right.
And, you know, those two right there.
Good to hear them spend some time with Cam Reddish today on the Midday Show with Andy Bunker and Randy McMichael getting us acquainted with him. Says he has some family here in the area. He's been here. He's going to hang around. He's want to roll up his sleeves and do his best for Atlanta. You know, that's a great thing. And, you know, I think it's fantastic that he's here and ready to hit the ground. And, you know, he's got a little injury he's got to get recovered from. But I think he's ready to apply himself. Says he's really hit it off good with Coach Pierce.
They were talking about the injury early on. You know, when he first got here, when they were asking Travis about it, Travis Schlenk, the general manager, and he said he thinks – he should be ready to go for summer league, they think.
Okay. Let's see what happens with him, but just glad to get him here. And everybody got a chance to meet him today, and we had a chance to just hear from him there on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as he was with the Midday Show today. We're looking forward to seeing this guy do what he does, you know, and just the reception that he got at the draft party over at State Farm when his name was called out. And people couldn't believe that he was still there at the 10th pick.
That was the thing. They didn't think that he would drop that far because, you know, like I said, Travis Link had him up, you know, pretty high. And, you know, they didn't have him as high, obviously, as their first pick, but, you know, they had him there. He said he was pleasantly surprised that he was still there.
Yeah, going to put that guy together with DeAndre Hunter. It's coming together. Top of the hour, we're going to get into the NBA awards and who's going to win the awards and whether or not a little bit of the postseason should be affected. We're going to go down and maybe get your picks of who your, you know, who's going to get your player of the year, who's going to get your coach of the year, you know, and your MVP and your rookie of the year, which we got a stake in that rookie of the year. So we'll talk about that and we'll be continuing. If you stay with us here on a Monday night with rain falling around the area, Sam and Fred, 9 floors up in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.